You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. It is your spirit that fills the atmosphere. It is your power, Lord, that rules supreme. And it is your presence, Lord, that allows us to stand before you, Lord God, to call you by your name. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah. You are an eternal God. You are Adonai. And Father, your presence filled the atmosphere. And now, Lord God, we feel your power upon this place, changing the hearts of men, breaking down barriers, restoring hope to those who are lost, giving freedom and liberty to those, Heavenly Father, who are lost. You provided our hope, Lord God. You've given us a way. And now, Lord God, we worship you. For truly you are worthy to be praised. Your power fills the atmosphere. Nobody but you, Lord, gave us this day that we may call upon you. Nobody but you, Lord, gave us this hope that we may follow you. Nobody but you, Lord, gave us the opportunity to shout and praise and magnify your name, because you are an awesome God, and because you are awesome, you are worthy to be praised. And now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your eternal grace, and your provision that you now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you anointed me to do. I bow before your presence, for you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. And now, Lord God, speak a word to your people that life, eternal life, will be given to those who accept you. It is in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. And all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Hinkston, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a word from the Lord that is taken from Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 4. Isaiah, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And we have it on the screen. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had 6 wings. To twain he covered his face, and to twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, a personal encounter with God. A personal encounter with God. We live in a world today where men are seeking the outer space. They are searching and seeking, going forth with missiles and spaceships, seeking the unknown, believing that there is something out there like an alien, or there's life on other planets. And because they are seeking, the whole world has great expectation that they will discover something on most of the planets, Jupiter, and all of the other planets that they are going to investigate. And I begin to ask the question, if men can go search out other planets looking for aliens or extraterrestrial beings, why is it that we can't understand God's word, which is right in our hand, and know that there is an eternal God who's over all things? And so I began to understand the nature, the characteristics, and the content of man, and how we have an issue with the unknown unless we can see it or find it. My brothers and sisters, personal is defined as relating to or affecting a particular person. Personal is an intimate relationship. It is close up. And an encounter is defined as to come upon or to meet unexpectedly. This morning I got up and I had a personal encounter. It was my grandson. As I went in the kitchen, he surprised me as he ran around saying, good morning. If you know Taryn, you know he shouldn't be up at that time of morning. Have you ever had a personal encounter with someone or something unexpectedly? In life, we have encounters that are unexpected. And in many of these cases, it's personal. I have found myself many times having conversation with people who know me or who known of me, and I was told, I'm glad now I'm able to put a face to the voice that I've heard for years. And I took what was said, because before I accepted the Lord, I heard his word, but I didn't respond. On a Sunday morning, I heard, but I didn't know, because it was all about following mom and dad to church, but not having an intimate or a personal relationship or a personal encounter with the Lord. But when you hear the voice and it's personal and you have an encounter, your life is different. When you surrender and truly surrender to the voice, you are a different creation. My brothers and sisters, there will come times that we will have a personal encounter with the Lord. He has so structured it that way. And whatever that personal encounter in your life will be, will lead you directly in the path of the Lord. For Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And the reason for this encounter is that the Lord's desire is to get our attention. And every now and then, the Lord is expecting us to hear a word from the Lord. How can they hear? preaching, my brothers and sisters, and teaching God's word is one way of having a personal encounter with the Lord. And there are times that the Lord will allow us to go through some things in order for us to acknowledge who he is. Antioch, God is a personal God. And he has personally invested something in each and every one of us. He has invested something in each and every one of us. I said that the word means, the word encounter means to meet unexpectedly. After the crucifixion of Jesus, there were two men who met a man on the Emmaus Road unexpectedly. And this man asked the question, who are you talking about? And what has taken place? And these two men explained what the situation was, the dichotomy of all of the things that had taken place concerning the life of Jesus, concerning his life, his death, his crucifixion. And they were unaware who this man was until they asked him to dine with him. As they walked, as they traveled down this Emmaus Road all that time, having a conversation about the Lord Jesus. But something uniquely happened over dinner. As they were sitting and talking continuously about this man called Jesus, the man who had the conversation with the two men began to take bread. And he began to break it. That was an unusual occurrence because the owner of the house normally who serves is the one who takes bread and offers the bread. But when you have a relationship with the Father, when you have understood his power and his presence, it is the Lord who is able to break bread. And he broke bread and he blessed it. And he supped with him. For the Lord is simply saying he's over the house. He's over the power of men. And because of this, the stranger immediately understood that the person that they were speaking to was our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Unexpectedly, they saw their eyes were open. Did not our heart burn within us as he talked with us along the way? As he opened up the scripture. When you are fulfilled with the word of God, your eyes become open. And the Lord God Almighty is moving upon us so that we will understand his infallible word. This was no stranger, but it was the King of Kings. My brothers and sisters, Antioch, what encounters have you had with the Lord? And was that encounter personal? And because it's personal, how have you responded to the one you encountered? When I look back over scripture, there was another encounter. The rich young ruler who had done everything according to the law. But Jesus said, I agree with you. But one thing you like, sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me and I'll give you eternal life. And he went away, Jimmy, because he had much wealth. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. My brothers and sisters, there was an encounter Adam had. Adam had an encounter with God, the first man that God made in his own image, in his own likeness. Adam had an encounter with God, and God gave him specific